1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day to you and welcome. It's a Fab Four Friday, as always. It's a Fractious Friday, and it is February the 24th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. This is KTNR 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. We're everywhere. Yeah, that's because the information we put out just can't sit on one dial position. We need more. A couple things to tell you about. The CERT team in Bullhead City is always looking for additional volunteers. If you would like to volunteer for CERT and respond on structure fires, maybe some crashes, maybe some special events, call 758-3971. And in Kingman tomorrow, it's Mardi Gras, 201 North 4th Street, 6 p.m. You get tickets or information, call the chamber at 928-753-6253. That's simple. All right. Fab Four Friday, and that means we're going to play the Fab Four. But today, we're just going to play.
Please welcome Ringo Starr and the Roundheads.
Ringo Starr. And our first guest in the studio today is Mr. Gary Reynolds. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. And I guess Gary does one thing and one thing only. Donate his time. And he helps. How many tournaments last year did you put on?
Seven.
He helps the nonprofit groups have successful tournaments. And that takes a lot. And it takes a lot of his time and his email and his phone and everything else. But you enjoy it.
I really do.
Yeah.
I like the interaction. I like the interaction with the civic clubs. The leaders of the civic clubs, all the golfers in the valley. I really enjoy every minute of it.
I know you've done our Kiwanis golf tournament now for 3 or 4 years. And I think at one time they wanted to give you $200 and you set it down and walked away from it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, it's not about money. When you're doing God's work, you take money for God's work.
Right.
It's not good karma.
There you go. So the first tournament you're working on is Traces?
No, actually, the schedule starts with the Rotary Saturday, March 4th.
Oh, okay.
Out at Los Lagos. We have two team openings, so if you're interested in forming a team, these golf tournaments fill up really quickly these days.
Yeah.
The first one's March 4th, the Rotary. Then the second, the next one up is March 25th, the YSA, the
Youth Scholars Academy.
The Youth Scholars Academy.
And that's when?
That's March 25th at El Rio, another three-person scramble.
Okay.
I'm helping out with the ethical part of it, getting their handicaps together, making sure everybody shows up, they have a fair chance to win.
Yeah, that's the thing with you, because you go to all these tournaments, nobody can tell you their handicap is different than what you know it is.
Exactly. I have the resources to get to the facts.
Right.
And calculate it. And I figured out a system that makes the scoring really competitive. I'll give you an example. Last November in the Los Matadors, from first to second in the A handicap division, verifiable handicaps, from first to sixth was one stroke. So that means those six teams, if one of them would have made another putt, one of them could have been the champion.
Wow.
And between first and second was .10.
Jeepers.
So we've got it. In every division, it seems to be like that. It's always within a stroke, the first five or six, seven teams, and the others are within two or three. So the method is working, and that's all people want. They don't have any problem donating their money to charity.
Right.
But if they're going to show up and there's prizes involved, they want to make sure they have a fair chance to win.
Right. And enjoy the day.
Enjoy the day.
You know, they got to have fun with their teams. They got to be able to pick on each other and have fun and slam the other team and make fun of them.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's very competitive.
Yeah. But at the same time, when you step up to the tee, everybody shut up. I'm going to make a shot here.
It gets serious.
It gets serious.
Right.
But they have a great time in between.
Yep. The sponsors, we provide lunches on golf day. These Calcuttas, we have a nice sit-down dinner.
Right.
We raise a lot of money for the community. Last year, example, 2021, which was a COVID era.
Right.
We raised just over $100,000. That was only in six tournaments.
And last year you did
seven, and we did $187,000. That's net.
Wow.
That's net to the community. The biggest one was the Bighorn Scramble.
Right.
We'll talk about that shortly. The next tournament up after the YSA is the Traces. That's one that's real dear to my heart. That's a Calcutta, a two-day event, Calcutta Friday
right.
night at the Phil House, March 31st. And then Saturday is the golf tournament out at the Mojave Resort. And those funds, if the public that's hearing me right now, those funds go for local youth from Laughlin, Needles, River Valley High School, all the local communities in this valley. They go towards scholarships so these kids that are underprivileged can afford to go ahead and play after school sports. Even
right.
Pop Warner we're providing money for now, Little League. So if you have a child, or you know if somebody has a child that wants to get out and play sports and doesn't have the financial wherewithal, then you contact, go to traces.com, and you can apply for a scholarship.
Yep.
And if it's needy, then we'll provide that money. The idea behind Traces is to get these kids out, like when we were younger.
Right.
I mean, as soon as the sun got up after school, you were back. Street lights come on, you
right.
better be home. But you
home,
didn't find any kids in the neighborhood other than we were all playing together.
Right.
And today's environment with this technology, it's important that we still teach these kids there is life outside of that phone.
Right.
And it can be really fun. And the lessons you can learn in life from competitive sports, I mean, like me, I was in competitive sports. It helped yeah. frame my personality, my will.
I look at two businesses in Fort Mojave and Bullhead. Aquatic Pools, owned by Bo Court.
Right.
I coached Bo in Little League. Ron's Tire Pros, ran by Tyro Banks.
Mm-hmm.
I coached Tyro in Little League.
Mm-hmm.
And these are two guys who got their college, stayed here, and are running booming businesses.
Exactly.
You know, there's no reason they had to leave town. But like, and Tyro's coaching his son now at Mojave Accelerated.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to come in here about 6 months ago and didn't show up. Casey Mulligan came in and Coach Scott Neal came in and Tyro's son. And it was funny because when, you know, I do my sponsors and Laughlin Ranch is one of my sponsors. And I turned to Tyson Banks and I said, Tyson, tell us about Laughlin Ranch. Oh man, the food is so good when we're done playing, you know, because they play golf and they play football. They play all the sports, you know.
Right.
And so, but there are a lot of kids out there that don't understand the value of these sports. I mean, they brought in three kids, you know, and then the coach and the superintendent. And these three kids play all these sports together.
Right.
You know.
You form long-lasting friendships.
Yeah.
Networking as you get older with business. I'm sure they network together as well.
Well,
that's the key to is keeping our youth here.
Exactly. And look what Toby, that D'Angelo's has done with soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look how big soccer has grown in our town. And all those kids out there, because every year you're on a different team. You're playing with different kids from different schools.
Right.
And the real time you notice this is when you watch an NFL football game, and at the end, all the players are hugging each other in different uniforms.
Right.
Because they've played with this guy, or they mm-hmm. went to college with this guy, or they went to high school with this guy.
Or played Little League together.
Yeah, and you see them run up and hug each other, and people say, why are they hugging each other from the opposite team when that team kicked their butt? Because they're buddies, they're friends, you know, off the court, they still know each other, and you're 100% right. So last year, do you have any idea how much Traces gave out in scholarships?
I don't have that information
oh, okay.
with me, but I know that the golf tournament is their major fundraiser, and we averaged anywhere from 22,000 to 30,000. We got 33 the first year.
Right.
But those months are going right back into it, and it also helps to fund the Traces Award ceremony. That's coming up in May.
Okay.
We'll be releasing the information on that dinner. And I went to that last year for the first time, and it was at the Field House.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of those conference rooms. I think we filled up all of them.
Right.
And it was just tremendous to see the community come out and support the awards of the teachers and the best student athletes in the area. And, you know, back when they first announced they were going to build that Field House, and I noticed the price tag, and I noticed
right.
taxes are going to go up because I live in Bullhead. And I'm not a individual that believes in higher taxes unless it's going for something that's positive and it's going to help the community, not just me but the community.
Right.
Well, after I went to my first football game there and I saw the stands full, I thought, this is a great investment in our community.
Yep.
And look what's happened since. I was talking to Ed yesterday in a conference that we had. And he's, like, booked up every weekend. And so it's making money. It's paying for itself. But most importantly, it's bringing kids out of their technology.
Right.
And that's where we have to get to.
And it's getting more parents to go to an atmosphere with other parents and watch their kids play.
Some of those parents are shameful with their vocabulary.
Well,
but,
can't fix everything.
You can't. But it's nice to see them out. You know?
And then it's followed by ref.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so after Traces, what's your next tournament?
Okay, then next comes the Bighorn Scramble. It's our second scramble event. And the Bighorn Scramble is helping to support, is supported by the MCC Booster Club.
Right.
And what we're doing is MCC announced through the help of the Booster Club that we're going to bring intercollegiate sports to the community, starting with men's and women's soccer teams.
Right. I have the soccer coach on here, I think.
Camilo.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Camilo. He's going
next
to come
Tuesday.
Here. And he's working real good with the community, too. We're going to be setting up soccer camps to try, again, get these kids out.
Yeah.
Again, and also, you know, if you're in one of those soccer programs and you want to go, your kid wants to go and you don't have the funds, again, go to Traces. We're here to help everybody do everything.
And down on your list, you pass this out at Kiwanis on Tuesday, and you put down that you need a title sponsor for radio PSAs. And Steve Greeley wants to step up to the plate. He's going to give you $1,000 in trade on each one of our stations and $1,500 in cash.
Nice. That's really nice.
Yeah. So
we appreciate that, Steve. And you know what? Steve and Mad Dog has been fabulous for all these tournaments. I just sent an email. Dominic emails back. We're on it. And then it comes out. And, you know, that's so important to the community, to get that word out.
Well, and that's why I told you Tuesday, you know. And then I talked with Steve afterwards, and he said, yeah, we'll do $1,500 cash like we did last year and PSAs on all three of our stations.
Excellent. So, again, Steve, we appreciate you.
And then I told Steve, by the way, they're also doing one in Kingman, and he said, yeah, we'll do that too.
Yeah, we're aware of that. So what we're trying to do, this is a tri-state venture.
Right.
We have communities in Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City that are coming together. Our goal is to reach $350,000. We got about 16 more months. We're about a third of the way there. And we're accelerating. We can do 5 more charity golf tournaments. Our goal is anywhere from 50 to 70,000 on those now. We have some sponsorship packages that we'll be contacting the community leaders in each of those communities to try to help sponsor.
Right.
And you do get your money's worth. Whenever you invest in these charity golf tournaments that I help oversee, I can guarantee you. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Whatever we've put in print, that's what you're going to get.
Right.
And over the years, they've seen that. So when I send my emails out looking for people to sponsor, they just email back, I'm in for this or I'm in for that, because we present these packages.
Sure.
You know, for instance, we're looking for a couple of sponsors for the Kingman and the Bullhead. It's the mega sponsor, the ultimate kick sponsor is what we call it. And for $25,000, there's a package in there that you can, if you want information, you can contact me. But
right.
There's information that you're going to get your money's worth. And most importantly, you're going to help bring the sports to the local collegiate level. And we're starting with golf, and they haven't committed yet to any other sport. But if this goes well, then we're going to expand and
starting
offer
with
other
soccer.
Sports. Starting with soccer.
Right. Yeah, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, how big soccer has gotten in Bullhead City. I was just in Kingman last week with a customer, and she said, oh, we'll be in Bullhead City Saturday and Sunday. And I said, why? And she goes, both my kids have 2 games for soccer in this Colorado River tournament that they do.
Right.
You know, and so it's a Colorado tournament, but people are coming from Havasu and Bullhead to play. And I think that when they start this soccer at MCC, there's going to be a line of kids that have experience and we're, you know, want to go to the college and play.
Exactly. You know, I'll reflect on that. They recently had the city held a tournament. The Rotary Park has a tremendous facilities for all kinds of sports. And they had 92 soccer teams.
Yeah.
And they were explaining how much of a moneymaker this stuff is. Mm-hmm. So eventually we're going to be holding the games out at Firebird Field.
Right.
So we've met with the city to do some renovations, and eventually that's where we're going to be holding these tournaments. So we'll be contacting people in the community for naming rights and putting banners up all the time. But we had to go there instead of the field house because, believe it or not, the collegiate level of soccer is 6 foot wider than what the field house has.
Oh.
And it would take hundreds of thousands of dollars to re-engineer and expand it out.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to modify it to make it as very comfortable as possible. It's
good.
A great facility.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that.
All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Call us in the studio. We'll answer your questions.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafara, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Mojave Electric's fiber network continues to grow, and the benefits of TWN Communications' high-speed internet are endless. Not only is fiber internet fast and affordable, but it also has unlimited data at no extra charge. Take advantage today by pre-registering to ensure your property is fiber-ready by calling 888-227-2095 or by stopping by TWN's local storefront at 2020 Silver Creek Road, 113D in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. We have the right size shed for your storage requirements. We have many styles, sizes, and models for your pre-built shed. Come see the selection. I'll be happy to show you around. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave. Or call me, 928-758-7224.
The Laughlin Bullhead Air Show, presented by Findlay Motors, takes flight Saturday, April 1st in Bullhead City, Arizona. Pilots from across the nation will take to the sky and put on a performance that's sure to wow. It's a day packed with vendors, exhibits, and food trucks for all your cravings. Did I mention the event is free? Yes, free to enter. Join us at the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show on Saturday, April 1st. Check out LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com for more. Sponsored by Laughlin Tourism Commission, City of Bullhead, Laughlin Bullhead Airport, Findlay, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Dot Foods.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you each and every day by East West Financial Services. You want to plan on retiring this year? Well, sit down with Jack Mafara. Let him give you some options. He's got plenty of plans available to help anybody. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 right here in Mojave County. So if you want to retire, oh, by the way, when you sit down with him and he presents some ideas, it's free. Yeah. Call him up. One number for both offices, 928-888-9828. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Just a little chilly out there this morning. Yeah, well, how about your home or your office heating system? In Bullhead City and Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them come out and take care of your comfort tools, your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your heat pump, whatever you might have. They can take care of them. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions at 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, the number 2 golf course now in Arizona. Yes, plan to join your friends and family at Laughlin Ranch on Friday night, March 31st, for an evening outdoor concert with the sounds of the Eagles. Get your tickets now for the Eagles tribute band, Outdoors Under the Sun. Now, of course, the end of March will be pretty nice. Yeah, general admission is $50, first come, first serve. But VIP tickets are $100, and they will serve you food and beverage at your seat. Check out, they're also going to have an after party, and tickets are available at LaughlinRanch.com. Mojave Mortgage, is it time for you to purchase a home? Well, get a hold of Mojave Mortgage. He's got a vault full of money. 928-288-2691. Call Chad Hansen, the founder and CEO. Sit down with him, fill out some paperwork, and then he just hands you the cash. It's that easy. Well, almost. Call him up. Get some of the money out of Chad's vault. 928-288-2691. All right, we're back with Gary Reynolds. And you wanted to talk about the Needles Tournament, which is
Kingman.
All right, let's back up. Let me turn my page back. The Kingman Bighorn.
Kingman Bighorn. This is the first year of that event. We're going to be holding it at Surback Cliffs. The actual tournament's May 19th and 20th. Again, we're doing a Calcutta the Friday night before. This is our first venture into Kingman.
Yeah.
I met with the media, and I met with several people out at the golf course about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was encouraged when I saw, I think it was 12 people there.
Oh, okay.
And they came forward, and they're volunteering to help out. We're going to hold the Calcutta at the Elks Club, which is located right next door to the Surback Golf Club. They don't have the facilities for that.
Right.
And then we're going to play the tournament on the 20th and go back and do lunch there. And what we're looking for right now, up until about March 24th, because that tournament is somewhat out there, is we're looking for sponsors. We have a package for $25,000. We have several packages for $2,500, for $1,000, and for $500. And after we get our release it to the public, the sign-up information, we'll have tee sponsors available for $100 a tee sign. But anyways, if you're interested, you can contact me at 928-716-8182 so I can get an email and send you this information. This is where the profit from these tournaments come from. Is the pre-sales of sponsorship that go on the flags, that go on the PSAs, that go on the media, the hard print, all right. That good stuff. And then the only funds that we can make after that is selling the $100 tee sponsor signs or the $300 or $500 packages that we like to call where you get a banner, a tee sign,
right. And
you get your recognition at the event.
Okay, you got about 1 minute to tell us about the Needles Tournament.
I don't know nothing about a Needles Tournament.
New Colorado River Golf Tournament, Needles Golf Club?
Oh, the Dreesen Cup.
Yes.
Dreesen Cup. We've been having that 12 years now. It's two clubs that play like a Ryder Cup format, two-day event, and the high school kids sell tee sponsors for $50. So if you want to donate $50 to your local high school team, contact the coach there or the principal's office. They're aware of the program that's going on. We've had, over the last 11 years, we've raised over $70,000
Wow. For
these kids. Now, when you see see them in the paper looking snazzy, that's where that money comes
right.
from.
And this money goes to any school.
Let's say River Valley sells 50 tee sponsor signs.
Right.
They get all that money.
Okay.
Plus the men in the clubs are also selling, because to raise $6,000 or $7,000 a year.
Right.
The kids, we're looking for 50 to 60 from them, and then we
sure.
raise the balance.
Okay. All right. And then the proceeds go to the schools.
Right to it, 100%.
Sports.
There's no take from the top, nothing.
Fantastic. Give your phone number one more time, Gary.
928-716-8182. If you want to volunteer or donate some money, contact me. We need all the help that we can get to continue. Our goal this year is $250,000.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
Stick around. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk with the Shed Guys. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block. A hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
The Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill provide the perfect spacious dining for a business lunch, family dinner, date night, or just because you're hungry. Monday evenings is karaoke, outdoor barbecue coming late May. Added for lunch, the Ranch Club, Buffalo Chicken Club, and the Arizona Philly Cheesesteak. Ask about the 75-seat meeting conference room. Join us at Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill overlooking the golf course. Call 928-754-1243.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Caius along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State 106.3.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Little Ringo Starr in the background. Each and every day, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. If you need alarm systems or a pool or a pest solution, call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, how would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Or maybe you know somebody who does. Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will help them. They'll hire them and train them to become a certified nursing assistant through MCC. Yeah, and they get paid while they're training. And then once you get that certificate, you make more money. Yeah. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services or someone who might want to enter the world of healthcare, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Ah, it's butcher block time. Yeah. Breakfast with a Hearty Man's combo or steak quesadilla or country fried steak and eggs. Lunch and dinner. Well, they got stuff like T-bone, steak, top sirloin. Oh, yeah. Topped off with garlic butter, mashed potatoes and veggies. Oh, yeah. And then you can add mushrooms. You can add shrimp or salad or soup. Oh, it's yummy. Butcher Brock at Perkins. And remember, today's Friday and it's all the fish you can eat at Perkins. All right, back in the studio, and our guest, been here before. This is Robert with Shed Guys. How are you?
Pretty good, Larry. How are you?
Good. How is the world at Shed Guys?
I'm doing good. Things are ticking up. Build times are down and can even get better, and things are just looking good for us all around.
When you say build time, that's when somebody comes in and they order a shed, and you've got to build it custom?
Correct.
Yeah. And what are your build times right now?
4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they can get even sooner because we have a new corporate plant that opened up in Winslow, and it opened up in October, and once it's up and producing at full speed, we can get them out as soon as 2 weeks.
Wow, okay. And you've got how many different size sheds?
16 different size sheds, and 6 of those are the lofted barn style that come with a loft.
Okay, up inside.
Yep.
Wow. And then people can pick their doors and their windows?
Yeah. For example, some of the buildings come with double wood doors, but if you'd rather substitute them for a regular man door, either a solid one or one with a window in it, we can do that. We can replace a regular man door with the wooden doors and even put roll-up doors in them.
And you have the barn doors that slide, too?
No, they open, yeah, okay. But they come in single, which is like 48 inches, And then the double wood doors, which is a 72-inch opening.
Okay. And then if people want like a little porch on it, you can do that too, right?
Yeah, we have the cabin style, lofted barn cabin style. We have big like wraparound lofted barn cabins, corner porch lofted barn cabins, even just regular corner porch cabins that don't have the loft.
Okay. Wow. So a 10 by 10 or 15 by 20 or something like that, what are people looking at spending for a ballpark size like that?
It just depends. Like our utility shed, just a basic, say, 10 by 12 shed is $4,800 before tax.
Okay.
You know, if you get a little bigger, say...
And that's $4,800 delivered.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's
yeah.
free delivery within 50 miles. If it's off my lot, 50 miles from my lot, and if it's a new build, then we try to send it out through the system from the closest dealer
right.
so it stays within that 50 miles.
Good. Okay. And what is the strongest quality of your sheds versus competitors?
There's a few of them. For one, in our walls, every third 2x4 has an extra 2x4 for support. Around all our doors and windows up above, we double, triple our headers. Our floors are 16 on center, 2x6 joists that are fastened in with double hurricane straps along with our rafters. Provide, it's a patented by Graceland. We have the full-length ridge vents that go along the top, but then there's the softet ventilation on the sides where the top of the walls are notched out so the air from outside, it can all circulate.
Okay.
And then with that and the radiant barrier, it knocks the heat down 10 to 15 degrees in the summertime.
Do you get people that want them, you know, what do I want to say, drywalled inside or want some kind of insulation?
There's people that do that. I mean, I specifically sell them as storage sheds.
Right.
I can provide them structural engineering plans, but, I mean, they can do it, and it takes some work and everything with the city or the county, but
sure.
it can be done.
Yeah.
yeah, people do it.
So people do it, and it turns them into a nice little building.
Correct.
Yeah. Do you have people that have bought these to live in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had people buy them, turn them into chicken coops. A lady bought one for her cat because she worked at a facility where she was there most of the time, and when she traveled, she couldn't just leave her cat because there was other people at the house, so she bought her a little shed and made it into her cat house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. How long have you been selling these sheds?
Almost 6 years.
Okay. All right. Yep. And tell us where you're located.
We're located at 5160 Highway 95 in Fort Mojave, right next to the Walmart.
Okay. And people can come out. How many sheds do you have on the property that people can come and see now?
Right now I have 20.
Oh, you do? Oh, big selection.
Yeah, I have some garden sheds, utility sheds, corner porch, lofted barn cabin, little baby barns, a mini shed, some garages, and lofted barn or side lofted barn.
So you do garages too?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
We do regular garage, and then we do the lofted barn garage. The difference is the opening and the door size on a regular garage is 74.5 inches. On the lofted barn garage, the door is 84.5 inches, and then they also have a loft in the lofted barn garage.
Oh, okay. So you get a lot of requests for those because people want to use the top for storage, right?
Correct.
And park the car inside.
Yep.
Wow. All right. So now, are a lot of these in the city, or are they more in the county area?
A lot are in the county.
Yeah.
And the city, it's kind of difficult because anything over 10 by 20 or 10 by 12, 120 square feet, they need to get a permit.
Okay.
And in the county, it's 300 square feet where they can get a bigger building without having to get a permit.
Right. It makes a world of difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your phone number out there?
It's 928-758-7224, and they can call anytime, day or night.
Okay. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063.
I'd like to be. friends, family, and co-workers are meeting for lunch at ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Nothing frozen, always fresh. Enjoy your choice of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, delicious protein shakes, and awesome smoothies. Ask about meal prep solutions. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS, 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License, 100185.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Hi, I'm Danny with Danny Stewart Productions.
And I'm Larry with LNS Promotions.
And we're back
with the 20th annual Bluegrass on the Beach Music Festival at Lake Havasu State Park, March 3rd to the 5th. We have a 3-day lineup from 10 a.m. till dusk with award-winning bands from all over the nation.
Bringing you the best in bluegrass with these fine sponsors. The White Sheep, Go Lake Havasu, Page Capos, Big O Tires, Have a Blast RV Rentals, and KJJJ, Nash 1023.
Bring your own chairs, Bluegrass on the Beach, March 3rd to the 5th.
See you there.
Hi, I'm Russ Mascari, past Commandant of the Marine Corps League Detachment 757. Putting distance and time between a firearm and someone who is stressed can save a life. Honor military tradition. Secure your weapon. Free gun locks available for veterans and service members at connectveterans.org/lock. That website again is connectveterans.org/lock. This message is sponsored by the Marine Corps League, Radio Central, and this radio station.
New program that he's running for the individuals leaving the jail facility. So that's Monday on Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0. Tomorrow night from 5 to 7, there's going to be a couple sunsets, and there's going to be an opportunity to take pictures at the Upper Davis Dam Trail. Yeah, this is put on. It's called the Dam Fun Winter Photo Walk. So the details are, it's at Lake Mojave, up on the Arizona side, and the sponsors are Tassa Coffee and Cafe and JatCom and Firefly Photography. So you go up there and you take pictures for free, you submit them, and first prize is going to be $150. How cool is that? Second prize is going to be a Polaroid mini camera, and third is going to be a gift card for Tassa. So the judges are going to be Terry Sponder and Jade from Tassa. And that's all tomorrow evening, kicks off at 5 o'clock. Now, that's Arizona time. If, for some reason, it rains tomorrow night, which anything's possible. If it does, you're going to find Leslie Chester sitting in her vehicle giving you information when they're going to redo it, okay? So, but hopefully it'll be there. Local photographers, come on out and enjoy and have a good time. All right, a couple other things to tell you about. There is Monday evening, there is a River Valley High School Booster Club meeting at River Valley High School, room B105, 6 p.m. Call River Valley High School if you have questions. And then tomorrow, don't forget, is the big second annual community health fair at Mojave Community College from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at MCC. And then also, if you're into the Boys and Girls Club, tomorrow morning at 9:30 is the dedication of the new Boys and Girls Club field and the building in the name of Bob Schwartzman. And all three of his daughters will be there, Bob and Denise. Been around here for a long, long, long time. All three of the kids went to school here. And don't forget, tomorrow is also the 12th annual Taste of Bullhead at the Chamber of Commerce. Call them for questions, 928-754-4121. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, they're continuing to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants available for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for any kind of special classroom project. Submissions are being accepted now from teachers in the MEC service territory, and you have up till the 17th of next month to submit that. Applications are available at MojaveElectric.com or call MEC at 928-763-1100. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Yes, if you're going to get in shape in 2023, you need to put ProFit on your kitchen. The healthiest breakfast, healthiest lunch, and healthiest dinner on the Colorado River. Ask about Meal Prep Solutions, where they make your meals for the whole week for you, or 3 or 4 days. It doesn't have to be 7. You know, it doesn't have to be 5. People order their meals there all the time. And you can check out the entire menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. That's K-I-T-C-H-I-N, ProFitKitchen.com, and ask about their catering services. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place to eat and shop. Downstairs, we got the ice cream shop. We got the burger store. We got upstairs, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Then we got the Levi's store all the way over to the Vitamin World and the Boot Barn to the Pendleton store, plus 5 businesses on the front of the mall. Check us out in Laughlin at the mall. TWN Communications, 3 different services, 1 dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step now and pre-register today at TWNcom, that's C-O-M-M, .com/Mojave. Or you can call 888-227-2095. There's 13,000 connections available out there. You could be one and you don't even know it. All right, we're back in the studio with Robert from the Shed Guys. And it's not the Shed, it's just Shed Guys, right?
Correct.
It's Shed Guys. And you've been doing this for 6 years. And what are we missing? What else can we talk about that convinces these people to come look at your sheds versus Brand X?
Like I say, you know, I went over a lot of the construction and options we offer that the competitors don't. That's why our buildings are a little bit more than them.
Okay.
You know, we have over 20 options of paint color for paint. We got 10 roof colors to pick from. Some of the other things is, you know, you can get a building anywhere from an 8x12 up to a 14x40. And we do have 16 wides, but currently they're on hold because there's too much construction through the state of Arizona to get. But can get them. You can purchase our buildings either cash, which is 25% down, and the rest upon delivery, or we have a rent-to-own program where you can make a monthly payment on a 3, 4, or 5-year term that only requires one payment down.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but if you can put 2 payments down, then you get what we call a free month's rent. So once the building's delivered, you won't have another payment due for 90 days instead of 30 days with just one payment down.
Okay. You get a lot of people that take that opportunity?
Yeah. Even with, like, people that want to pay cash, they'll write it up as an RTO to put the 2 payments down, because then that allows them about another 90 days where they don't have to be so tight with their money.
Okay.
And you can also pay it off early without any penalties, fees, any kind of hidden costs.
All right. How many customers are you seeing on your lot every day that pop in and say, hey, tell me about these sheds?
I can tell you within the last month, I've had probably about 50 to 60 customers.
Yeah.
It just depends on the day of the week and
right.
The weather. Like,
yeah, in the rain, they're probably not coming out there.
Or when the wind's blowing and
yeah,
it's cold.
That too. But we've had some nice days. It was pretty nice Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
You get some people out there looking at those things?
Yeah. Right now, I'm only open 10 to 3 Monday through Friday. But I'm available for appointments after hours or on the weekends. So
okay.
As long as people give me 24-hour notice.
Yeah.
Don't
call you at 2 in the afternoon and want to meet at 5:30.
Right.
Give your phone number again.
It's 928-758-7500. 7224, and I'm available on that number anytime, night or day.
Okay. And you said a second ago, and I didn't know this, 20 different paint colors.
Mm-hmm.
For the outside, you're talking.
Right, and yeah. that's from PPG Paint, correct.
Okay. What's the estimated life term of these sheds? Is there one? Depending upon how well you take care of it, I guess.
Yeah. So our warranties cover like 7 years on craftsmanship. So anything fall apart, act up, need fixing, they'll come out and take care of it. The roof has a 25-year warranty and withstands 145-mile-an-hour, 3-second wind gust. The floors are all pressure-treated for bugs, critters, and weather underneath and has a 25-year warranty. And then the Duratemp siding has a 50-year warranty.
Wow. You don't get that with your house.
No.
Fantastic. I can see why people move into them. I have a friend that lives in what they call a tiny house. I guess those are probably a little bit bigger than what you do. Pine Strawberry.
Right.
Yeah, and she moved out of a big house because she wanted a tiny house. That's what her and her boyfriend were. Now she's her fiance. That's what they decided they wanted to live in. They're both retired, and they thought, you know, we won't collect a whole lot of junk because we don't have room for it.
Right.
And so they live in a little tiny house. She puts pictures on Facebook all the time. So.
Yeah, there's a gentleman that lives right above Catherine's Landing in that little community. He bought like a 12-by-24 cabin. And he's drywalled it. It's got his shower in his closet back in the back. And then it's his living area with a pull-out bed. And then as soon as you walk in the door, it's his little kitchen area.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
So there's a lot you can do with these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you give people some ideas when they come and talk to you? Have you got pictures, like, of his place or some other people that have fixed them up inside?
Yeah, I can pull them up online and show them and everything, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yep.
Fabulous. All right. Go see Robert. What's the address?
5160 Highway 95 in Fort Mojave, right next to Walmart.
Yeah. That's, you've got 20 sheds there right now that people can see.
Yep, and all different colors.
Oh, they're all different colors? Yep. There's 20 of them? Okay, good. What did we miss?
Basically, to set these, you just want to make sure your fence opening or gate opening is 2 foot wider than the building you're going to get, and the ground just basically level, because then we just bring the building in and set it there, and if it needs a little leveling, he's got wedges and stuff, but it's as simple as that.
Okay. Yeah, you got to have the room for it to get it in, first of all.
Correct.
Yeah. If you want a shed, you got to be able to put, and you don't use a crane and drop it over a fence or anything like that.
We don't. It can be done, but it has to be a cash sale and voids the warranties. People have done it, though.
Oh, okay, because of the way they're picking it up. And.
Yeah, I've had 9 people do it, and I've checked with all of them, and none of them have complained that their building leaks, isn't stable, or anything after it's done. So,
okay,
no problems doing it.
All right, fabulous. Well, you could probably put some long boards underneath and hook up to them, you know, some 6x6s or something.
Yeah.
Would they support it, you think?
To lift it over?
Yeah.
What they do, the crane company, is they actually put a chain around the building, and then they have a spreader bar at the top where it hooks up to the spreader bar so it doesn't hit the side of the eaves. And then, yeah, they just lift it up and over steel bars. Yeah.
You've watched that be done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and it, like you said, it doesn't hurt it, doesn't do any damage to it or anything. Right. So people should, you know, that's an option, way to go.
I got a couple other things real quick.
Go ahead.
So, everybody knows, my lot, we're offering 5% on any new build or anything off the lot till the end of February. And if you can't make it down to the lot, you can always call me, because we can do the contract over the phone with the DocuSign system. So, you don't have to be present in person to do it.
Okay. All right. Give that number again in case somebody missed it.
928-758-7224.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
We got it all?
Yep.
And you carry around a book with all the information, so if they call you after hours, you got it all right there in front of you.
Yep, it goes everywhere I go. That, my tablet and my phone.
Your tablet and your phone, yep. Very good. All right, Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great information, and we'll have you back in a couple months.
All right.
And
thanks,
thank you,
Larry,
for sponsoring the program.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, that's about going to wrap it up. Well, I do remind you once again, Buster Johnson will be in studio Monday with Paul Lavoie. Well, be on with Paul Lavoie. I don't think he comes in the studio. He'll be on with Paul Lavoie Monday and Big Jim. And then on this program on Monday, we're going to have Captain Don Bishop from the Mojave County Sheriff's Office. He's been there 37 years. He's got a lot to say about that. But he's also going to talk about his new reentry program that he's been doing to help people leave the jail and get back into the communities. It's not easy to do. And now the Sheriff's Office has expanded and taken this on. And actually, I believe they're building another building next to the jail to house the individuals to do this. So that'll be Monday. He'll tell us all about it. A couple more things to tell you about going on around our community. Next Friday night, KC and the Sunshine Band are at the Edge Pavilion. Yeah, you want to see a great group. We saw them in New York years ago. You want to see a great band that really rocks out and has fun. 7 p.m. at the Edgewater, Arizona time, Nevada time. And that's 702-298-2453 to get your tickets. And then also, Be True Teen Resource Fair on the 3rd at the Anderson Fieldhouse from 10 to 2. And that's for teenagers and for adults. And they're going to tell you all about some of the things you need to concern yourself with drugs and whatnot. So it's a resource fair, a lot of good information for you. And if you have young kids or teens and you want to get there, go check that out. Okay, a couple more things. Don't forget the Kiwanis Kids Expo, the 5th annual. Yes, it's coming up on March 25th, the 5th annual. I've been doing that for 5 years. Oh, it's on Train Road right in front of the city pool from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock. Any questions or you want to be a vendor, call me, 928-201-3313. And nothing is for sale that day. It's all information. The pool's open for free. The splash pad's always free. We bring in a bounce house. We also bring in a water slide. You have a great time. And then that night, go see Cheech and Chong. Wow, how would that be? At the Edge Pavilion, 7 p.m. And again, call the Edgewater for tickets, 298-2454. And that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Everyone have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. A couple things again to do this weekend. Don't forget the second annual health fair at the college. Taste of Bullhead also tomorrow night. And, the senior campus in Bullhead City. Go call the senior campus, 928-763-0193, and get on Kim Kuhl's email list so you know everything that's going on at that senior campus and you can have a great time there. All right. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Have a great weekend.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.